Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bryce with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Starting with local news. A large, out-of-control grass fire has burnt through about 100 acres north of Toowoomba, pouring smoke across the New England Highway. The fire started near the intersection with Dukes Road about noon on Wednesday and is burning out of control. A Queensland Fire Department spokesman said four crews were on scene with backup en route as they work with heavy machinery to cut fire breaks in hopes of slowing the blaze. There are several structures near the fire, but they are not under direct threat. The fire is producing a large amount of smoke, which has reduced visibility along the New England Highway between the Oakey-Kuyar Road intersection and Kuyar. North Queensland communities have successfully lobbied for the return of single-officer police stations, after towns such as Farleigh and Seaforth have faced more than a year without permanent officers. These communities previously depended on nearby police stations in Mackay, with single officer stations originally existing on the basis of a horse ride between the stations. Residents of these towns stress the importance of local officers, as they fill symbolic roles as community fixtures. The Queensland Police Service says they will advertise permanent rural positions, with Police Minister Dan Purdy saying that extra pay and support will be provided. In national news, residents of the Clarence Valley catchment in northern New South Wales are calling for exclusion from the New South Wales Critical Minerals and High-Tech Metal Strategy amid fears of water contamination. The exclusion, which would result in exploration and mining in the catchment, is backed by seven local councils, along with Clarence MP Richie Williamson, who has facilitated the delegation. These concerns come after residents experienced cyanide contamination in their waterways from the now-defunct Timbara gold mining project. New South Wales Minerals Council Chief Executive Stephen Galilee said the environmental impact of any potential mine would be assessed through the planning process. The government is confident they are striking the right balance between the need for critical minerals and environmental protection. Dentists are expressing growing concerns about the increase in people not developing some teeth, particularly wisdom teeth. This is reportedly due to evolutionary changes influenced by modern diets that do not require as many teeth or strong chewing forces. Bupa Dental's principal dentist, Mark Derhold, claims modern diets lack chewy or tough foods, which may be contributing to smaller jaws and potentially affecting tooth development. Moving on to international news. The United States have put in place a new directive towards NASA to put nuclear reactors on the Moon and Mars. This comes after over $200 million was invested into lightweight fission reactors since 2000, the program to use the Artemis III heavy landers for transport. The advantages of nuclear power are that it can operate missions around the clock and through bad weather, unlike the previously used solar power. The idea of off-planet energy is not new, with China and Russia stating since March 2024 on multiple occasions they plan to have a reactor on the Moon by the mid-2030s. NASA's Artemis lander has faced continuous delays, with their lightweight fission also being reported as not flight ready. For your weather today, Brisbane is warming up as the sun comes out. It is currently 14 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. But otherwise, that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.